What does Bharat Sundaresan make out of all of this? I don't know where to start. Bharat, good morning.
Good morning, Maria. It's all over the place. I wish we were speaking cricket, but I mean, it's an issue where you can't just ignore it. You have to broach it, go as deep as you can. And just to start with, Maddie, just listening to what you were saying there, just recapping what's been happening and just reading a lot of the pieces that have been written, it almost feels like it's that kind of an issue where everybody's trying so desperately to say the right thing or what they think everybody wants to hear that they're kind of messing it up. And it's sounding more and more sinister and murkier than maybe it was to start with.
Yeah, and that's this one's, I think, got a fair bit to play out before we get to the Ashes. The interesting thing, I think, Bharat, is that once we start, and you know the nature of sport and the nature of cricket, once they start at the Gabba, this will go straight back. It'll go straight back to the back of the queue, if you like, and there'll be more dramas to talk about on the field, etc., etc. But there's still a fair bit to play out, and I'm interested to know, when's Cricket Australia going to announce, do you think, that Pat Cummins, assuming that he's the man, is the next captain? Now's the perfect time for them. If you look at this with the optics, which is a word I hate, but if you look at that, now's the time for them to grab hold of this and put their nice guy out there.
You know what, Matty? I think they should have done it 2 days ago. I and the longer they take to announce the captain, and again, going back to what I started with, trying to say the right things or do the right things, appointing a committee or a panel now in place to go through, each captain's particulars and what they've done in the past and get a tick for every aspect of their character, not just on the field, off the field as well. They're just making it even more complicated. And so what are you going to say at the end of it? Like, what's defining that? Oh, we found Mr. Perfect again. And I don't know. I think they're just complicating it for their own detriment, if you ask me. If Pat Cummins has been nominated, not today, but for the last 2 years, he's been touted as the next in line. You made him vice captain. We've heard a lot of people talk about his great leadership qualities. Why are you waiting? Just name him as captain. And kind of, I'm not saying let's move on, but at least, sort of herald a new era or a new beginning. But just dragging it out, I don't know whether they're doing anyone any favors.
But aren't they digging another hole here, Bharat? If they're going through the process of saying, okay, let's take a look at candidate A, let's find if he's ever done anything, etc., etc. Candidate B will do exactly the same there, will come down and, like you say, find Mr. Perfect. Didn't they already do that with Tim Payne? And didn't this investigation already show that whilst this took place, and as morally wrong as it is and ethically wrong, etc., while this took place, they said it was okay for him to be captain under their standards. So unless their standards and code of conduct has changed since they did this in 2018, won't they go back down the same rabbit hole if there is a problem waiting to come out?
And exactly, I mean, you just hit the nail on the head. And they did say, I mean, the new CEO and the chair did say that there have been some additions made to that code of conduct. And there's been a lot of education involved with it that the players have been given in the last 2 or 3 summers. So maybe there is something in there. But again, like you said, at the end of the day, you've been talking up Pat Cummins, and not just about his cricket, right? You've been talking up I hate the word, but the whole clean skin image that he apparently has on and off the field. I mean, again, you're creating such a big fuss about the captain almost being held to a different standard than everyone else. And, it will lead to some people saying, wait, hang on a minute. So you're saying that the captain cannot get away with anything, but the rest can? It's just getting really murky, to be honest. And if I was Cricket Australia, and I'm not, I would have just announced the fact that, yes, we've moved on. Tim Payne, we respect his resignation decision, which they've already said. We're naming Pat Cummins, but we'll make sure that everything is clear. Like, everything is laid out there, which is what they should have done originally in 2018 and didn't do. And this is why we find ourselves in this position.
And then we get to the position of selection. So if Tim Payne is on the table in the selectors' minds and it comes down to a vote, George Bailey has said, well, because I'm so close to him on a number of levels, I'll have to step out and then leave it to Tony Dottomade and Justin Langer. Mark Waugh made a very good point last night. George Bailey's job is to be the head of selectors and therefore select the team. And if you're stepping out, what happens if Dottermaid and Langer are squared up at one apiece? One says yes, one says no.
Look, what Judge Bailey's talking about is a very apparent conflict of interest, because now people know your business partners, your mates, and all that. But I think Mark Waugh does have a point. Considering this is Australia, where you have just three men or three member selection committee, it could come down to that vote, yes. But secondly, I'm sure as professionals, you can put your conflict of interest aside, even if it might not be great optics. Again, I don't like that word either, Matty. For the rest of the world, I'm sure you can put it aside and come to a conclusion on Tim Payne. I mean, where you just divorce yourself from all your other relationships with Tim Payne and just sit there as the selector. I mean, kudos to George Bailey for having taken a stance. But maybe the others should just, like, you know, tap him on the shoulder and say, you know what, George, we know you have other relationships with Tim Payne, but that's all right. We trust you to take a call which is very unbiased and very objective when you're in that room sitting as a selector.
Well, we know Tim Payne's got one vote at that table, and that's Justin Langer. He didn't want him to resign as captain, so therefore you'd have to suggest that he wants him in the team. So let's take a look then at your thoughts around whether Tim Payne plays as a wicketkeeper/batsman. He took six catches down there, the Tasmanian second side, and then gets rolled on a second ball, LB, yesterday for one. Does Tim Payne at the moment, is he fit enough? Is he good enough? Is he the best player for the job?
Based on the clips that we saw of him wicket-keeping, that's a positive sign. I mean, if you just leave everything else aside, I still think Tim Payne is arguably the smoothest wicket-keeper right now in Australia. And it looked like he had overcome his neck soreness and everything that he's gone through post that surgery. But, you know, again, it goes back to 2017. What are you looking for in your wicketkeeper? We're pretty much back in that position, aren't we, Matty? Ash is coming up. Do you pick your best wicketkeeper who can contribute in the lower order? Or do you want someone like an Alex Carey who you know will score more runs, or he just has that more commanding presence in the middle, or Josh Inglis for that matter? So in a very cricketing sense, we are back in that position. And whatever we've heard from the Australian camp, they want their best wicketkeeper out there. Justin Langer has gone on record and said so many times in the last couple of years that, Tim Payne, he brings so much more than just, the lack of runs and the wicketkeeping. So I think from whatever we're hearing, they might just stick with him, at least at the start of the Ashes. And we can't forget that there's still that Australia A game. And looks like they're going to take their time to announce the captain. So I don't think they're going to be in any rush to, talk about whether Tim Payne does get picked or not. But I just get a sneaky feeling that he might just start. Who knows if he finishes the series, though.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I think he's, as certain as you could be in these uncertain times to be there for the first test at the very least. What happened at Karen Rolton Oval yesterday? You were there for the Shield match between Queensland and South Australia, but we had a bit of drama and they couldn't keep going.
Yeah, exactly. And I was so excited to be at the Karen Rolton, and I was doing some commentary as well, because finally we had some cricket back on, at least live cricket for me. Only for there to be some drama. At least it was cricket related. It was just the pitch, Matty. There were a few spots on the pitch, and look, it's still raining here in Adelaide, and it's been a pretty poor start to the summer weather-wise around the country, but especially here in South Australia. And the game was delayed by 2 hours, the start, toss itself. And initially, it looked like just a pitch where the ball's holding up and it's not going to be easy taking wickets or scoring runs. But then a few deliveries started misbehaving from a couple of spots. Joe Burns got out to one that just jumped on him and hit his glove. And it was only after Manus Labuschagne came out, and Manus is generally just a very expressive personality, as we well know. But there were a few balls from the hospital end which jumped on him, hit him on the arm, one hit him on the fingers, and he took his glove off. I found it interesting that the physio didn't run out. Generally, you see in these cases, somebody will run out, but that happened before the tea break. And then there were a couple more that exploded off the pitch, hit him on the glove right after the tea break, and he asked for an arm guard, and that's when the umpire started, getting into a discussion. They looked at the pitch, and then finally they decided that, it was unsafe to play on, at least yesterday. So they walked off, And you know, Steve Davis, the match referee, then did speak to us, and he said that the kind of using the playing conditions to try and do some remedial work on the pitch, which they did last evening, they're going to roll the pitch this morning like you do at the start of each day's play. And you just hope that it's thankfully not a divot kind of situation. It's just a wet spot, just some moisture that seems to have seeped underneath the surface. So if it plays okay, the game continues. But if only even one ball misbehaves, and like I said, the weather is not great today either, that could be it. So yeah, that would be unfortunate. At least hopefully we get to see Khawaja and Head get a bat in.
Yeah, and the last thing we need to see is somebody with a broken finger because a ball pops up out of nowhere. Bharat, thanks for your time this morning.
Cheers, Matty.